recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Stacy Hall, and I am your host for these powerfully energizing chi-lifting messages to support you in being able to achieve your goal with velocity and ease. These messages are based on the energy surges that I share in Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be-All, the newly released book that I wrote and is published by Life Science Publishers to support you in achieving your greatest goals with the maximum amount of velocity and ease. In this message, I'm going to be supporting you in identifying what is exactly the most important thing in the entire world to you. The reason being is that when we know the answer to that question, it becomes very easy to be able to line our lives up with it and make choices that support us in moving closer to our be-all or further away from our be-all, if that's what we choose to do. Oftentimes, when people answer the question, they go with only the first answer that comes to their mind. And actually, it's a very deep, deep question that's actually quite easy to get to the answer. So I'm going to ask you now, what is the most important thing in the world to you, bar none, not in work, not in your family, just what is the most important thing in the world to you? If you could only choose one answer, what is it? All right, now I'm going to ask you, what does that represent to you? Whatever it is that you answered, I'm going to ask you, what does it mean or what does it represent to you? So if you said your children were most important, what I would say to you is, what do your children represent to you? If you said being successful is most important to you, I would ask you, what does being successful represent to you? Now, the answers to what do they represent, or what does it represent, to those answers, I want to ask you again, what does that represent to you? So if you said your children represent love, now I'm going to ask you, what does love represent to you? What does love mean to you? If you said success represents excellence, I would say, what does excellence represent to you? Now, I think you got the hang of it. Whatever you came up with next, ask yourself again, now what does that represent to you? If you find at this point that you're going in a loop, so for example, you say children, then you say love, then you say joy, and then you ask yourself, what does joy represent to you? And you say love, that would be you're going in a loop, and you've come to the answer of joy. If you say success means excellence, excellence means success, you've come to the end of the loop. So keep asking yourself, what does each answer represent to you until you get to your loop? Once you get to the answer that leads you back into the loop, what you'll want to ask yourself is this. If tomorrow morning that was no longer possible to experience, so I'm going to give you this example. Let's say you said that children represent love, love represents joy, joy represents love again. I would say to you, well, let's say tomorrow morning the powers that be are sitting by your bedside as you wake up. You're still under the covers. You just opened your eyes And there they are, the most powerful beings in the universe. Say to you, we wanted you to know that last night the world changed. And you'll never again be able to experience joy in this world. Everything else is the same. Just there won't be any more joy for you to experience. I would ask you this question. Would you get out of bed? Knowing that the most important thing in the world to you, joy, no longer exists, would you still get out of bed? Why or why not? If you would choose to stay in bed, then you know you've got your answer. If you would choose to get out of bed anyway, it would be for one of two reasons. Either there's something more important to you than joy, or you could not even conceive of a world without joy, and you would get out of bed to go find it anyway. Whatever that answer is for you, identify it. If you would not get out of bed because joy didn't exist, or whatever it is that you've said for yourself is the most important, doesn't exist, okay. You now know absolutely what is the most important thing in the world to you. And if you said, I would get out of bed because I can't even imagine it not existing, then you know your answer to the question. But if you said you'd get out of bed to go find something else, whatever that something else is, that is the answer to what is absolutely the most important thing in the world to you. Now, why is this such an important question? Why do we care? We care because without knowing that answer, we would not stay committed to achieving our ultimate goals, which are expressions, demonstrations of what is the most important thing in the entire world to us. Everything we do and accomplish is simply a way of demonstrating what's most important in the world to us. If we truly want to stay committed to achieving our goals, then we must know what it is we're demonstrating as we achieve them. If you have any questions, please send an email to me at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at chi-to-be.com. Stacey at chi-to-be.com. If you'd like more information about Chi to Be, achieving your ultimate be-all, please visit our website at www.chi-to-be.com. BE.com. Stacey at chi-to-be.com for email, and the website www.chi-to-be.com. Be energized, be powerful, and keep your eye on your be-all.